Arlene has been drooling this morning. It's like Christmas Day in Arlene's house because it was, of course, the Oscars last night.
Yeah.
All the red carpet pictures are online this morning. And Arlene's now going to give us her fashion tips and advice. Arlene,
well, I'm always fascinated to, given that these women have the best of designers and days to prepare, some of them still look like a bag of spanners.
Is that right?
Ah, yeah, it's amazing.
So, which Hollywood A-list ladies look like a bag of spanners, Arlene?
I'm not saying.
Go on, dig yourself a hole. Off you go.
I'm not saying. What I will say is that the people who just looked unbelievably stunning, Jennifer Lawrence in a red dress, but again took a heater on the red carpet.
Yeah, now what happened? Did she trip up?
I think she tripped up, yes.
And it was last year at the Oscars.
When she collected her Best Actress
award. She tripped
up
on the stairs, didn't she?
That's right.
She shouldn't be allowed out.
No, she shouldn't. I don't think she's used to wearing dresses and heels.
Was she drunk again?
Anne Hathaway was looking stunning in a black with glass beaded bodice. Jessica Biel, Mrs. Timberlake, was just gorgeous.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny. These girls would look stunning if they were wearing a spud sack, wouldn't they?
Well, that's very true. But Kate Blanchett, of course, won Best Actress, was wearing...
Don't spoil it. I'm about to come to that in a minute.
Oh, was wearing a nude lace overlaid gown, stylish and classy. Sandra Bullock was looking absolutely gorgeous in navy blue.
Come on, slag somebody off, Arlene.
Lady Gaga looked normal. Ta-da!
What do you mean, in a good way?
Well, yeah, but she looked very elegant, very stunning, just not Lady Gaga-ish at all.
Was it a pork dress, or was it bacon and sausages this time?
No, it was just a beautifully embroidered gown.
Okay, let's get on to the awards themselves. The big winners of the night were Gravity. They won 7 Oscars. Oh, we should do the spoiler alert, just in case.
Ooh!
Thank you. Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
No,
I
neither
will,
have I. Apparently it's a hard watch.
Yeah.
But we should go and see it, because, I mean, it's won the Oscar. Best Director went to Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity. Best Actor, Matthew McConaughey, got Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Actress, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. You've said that already.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor was Jared Leto, again for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Supporting Actress was Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. And Best Animated Feature was Frozen. And I suppose the one that was the surprise was the Best Song. Now, Pharrell's Happy was in there, along with U2 and the song from the Mandela film.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual winners were Idina Menzel for Let It Go, which was the song from Frozen. Let's have a listen to it now. Best Original Song at the Oscars. Saying they got it wrong.
What are you saying then?
It's not as good as Pharrell, is it?
No, I don't think so.
But still,
congratulations to them.
Yeah, let's not spoil the party, eh?
I think they didn't give it to Pharrell because he was wearing that stupid outfit.
Well, yeah, Pharrell turned up wearing shorts.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.